Yes, I am honored to.
Good, all good, Spoon. Getting ready for the NBA season to tip off, man. It can't get here quick enough.
Yes, man. The 2022-23 season is here. I'm hyped as hell, bro. NBA never stops, but it seems like it took forever to get to this point, and it's back.
If I had to watch one more preseason game, I might have stick a knitting needle in my head. So I'm glad we're playing for real now.
Yes, we had a couple injuries during preseason. Ball is hurt for Charlotte. He's going to be out for a minute, so he's going to miss.
Yeah, that both the Ball brothers. I think what I'm hearing about the older Lonzo Ball is his may be a season that cost him a season. And, I was thinking, John, about, when the NFL has its preseason, and granted it's apples and oranges, but, you don't see the headline quarterbacks playing in the preseason at all. Whereas if the NBA did that, it'd be like, wow, you're never going to see LeBron. You're never going to see AD. You're never going to see Giannis. In all these preseason games, but they're out there balling. I just think, granted it's a different game, but if the NBA stars treated their preseason like the NFL stars, the NBA would have a real problem.
Definitely. Yeah. Opening night, we have two great games on the schedule, Sixers and the Lakers. Sixers in Boston and on the Lakers. Tonight, I heard they look pretty flashy. It should be on Monday they got up there.
Well, every year they get more impressive. And that's what a great opening night on both ends. Harden looks really good in the preseason. Looks like he's dropped at least 20, 25 pounds. He said he lost 100, which we know is, he was joking. But the point being, he's lost a lot. He looks good. He's maybe has something to prove. Embiid wants that MVP, wants that ring. Who are the Lakers? I think everybody, the one of the biggest brands, if not the biggest brand in NBA basketball. What are they all about? LeBron's going to get the scoring record. But, is it about LeBron getting the scoring record? Is that more important than the Lakers coming back and being a playoff team? So there's a lot of eyeballs tonight to see how it all starts out.
Yeah, LeBron got currently the ball in his eyesight. He's like 1,300 points behind him. I think once it's in his sight, he's going to get it done and then focus on trying to get the Lakers a championship. You know how LeBron is like one-minded.
Doesn't read anything that's written about him or hear anything that's said, except he hears everything that's said and reads everything that's written.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. He averaged 30 last year. He's at the same pace. He'll break Kareem's record around the All-Star break.
He's an amazing legacy he's crafted.
Yeah, I think Anthony Davis has helped play into that when he breaks that record. Because if Anthony Davis stays healthy up until that point, he's capable of putting up like 25-30 himself. So that might slow LeBron down, keep him from carrying the load. So we'll see how that works out.
Well, barring injury and or losing the ability to shoot, LeBron's going to break the record at some point this year.
Yeah.
And I think, as much as he wants that record, I think he also – it's important for him to be a playoff team, his Lakers to be a playoff team, because that you can point at Pelinka or you can point at Jeannie Buss, but LeBron's the one out there on the court. He's the face of the franchise, and if they don't make the playoffs, that failure reflects on him.
Totally. Yes, the conferences are reset. Everyone's 0-0. Everyone wants a championship season, but only a handful of teams have realistic expectations. And we all know who they are from the door. But with the play-in, it's going to be an interesting season.
Well, yeah, because, listen, they don't call the play-in the playoff, but, you obviously want to make the top 10, because otherwise, you're done. So you've got right. 10 on, you've got 10 on each side. And like we've seen in the baseball, the team that finishes seventh could have been 10 games better than the team that finishes 10th, but they were going to be in the play-in. Padres finished 22 games behind the Dodgers, and now they're moving on and the Dodgers aren't. So, The play-in feels like a playoff, even if they don't deem it a playoff. You know, just like the college football, it feels like a Final Four, even though they prefer not for you not to call it a Final Four, which is fine. We don't have to call it a Final Four, even though it is. We don't have to call the play-in a playoff, even though it feels like a playoff.
Right. And every team, like I said, has their eyes set on championship. Your Portland Trailblazers, Damian Lillard is motivated as always, trying to get the team to the promised land. I think it really would mean a lot to him to get a championship in Portland. He talks about it all the time, and he backs it up by what he says and what he does.
Well, listen, whether Portland can dream that, we can all dream that big.
Yeah.
Portland's going to go as far as Damian can take him. And when you've got Damian Lillard, a healthy Damian Lillard on your team, then I think you've always got a shot. And if you don't think so, ask a Paul George or ask some of these guys who have gotten lit up by Lillard. And Portland has reaped the benefit of Lillard's greatness on the court. And Portland, the city, has reaped the benefit of Lillard's generosity and compassion and community giving off the court. So that's going to be Damian Lillard, whether he brings a championship to Portland or not on the basketball court, has brought things that you have to be a part of the fabric of Portland to really understand it. And he's going to go down, he's one of the three greatest Blazers already, with Clyde and Walton and Lillard, I think would probably be your top three. And I hope I'm not leaving somebody out there, but Damian Lillard is a fantastic player and even a better individual in terms of giving to the community of Portland.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the acquisition of Gary Payton in the second and regular season play. He's going to give the Trailblazers a lot of different looks and also opportunities with the defense for Damian Lillard to score more on offense.
Yeah. The folks listening to your pod probably don't want to hear a whole bunch about the Blazers, but it's really Anthony Simons. You know, he's going to get that starting role now. Can he give to the Blazers what C.J. McCollum gave to the Blazers, and what's Jeremy Grant bring? Jeremy Grant is really the X factor, because he's the new piece to the puzzle that Portland hasn't had. And if he does the things that people think he can do and that he's shown before, and if Nurkic is healthy and motivated, then, you know, listen, I think Portland's always been good offensively. Chauncey Billups is trying to stress defense. I'm sure a lot of coaches are like that. And you know, hopefully the team falls into place, and the best bet is they can't be where they were last year. I would find that hard to believe given all the work they've done over the off season. But I'm excited. We got the Kings tomorrow, and that's a good matchup, because the Sacramento Kings are a team a lot of people think are going to be much better than they've been, and they're a team that Portland's got to keep in their rear view. You can't have Sacramento be in front of you and then think you're going to be in that, you know, that top six or that first eight. You know, because you've already got, you know, the Nuggets and the Warriors and the Clippers and the Suns, and maybe the Mavericks, and probably the Grizzlies, and probably the Timberwolves. So, you know, there's only eight seats or 10 seats, however you want to look at it, but there's only eight seats, and you want to be sitting in one of those eight seats when it's all said and done. And that's Portland's goal.
Yes. The Warriors had an interesting preseason. We all know about the Poole and Draymond situation. As an organization, I think they're going to move past it. As teammates, I'm not sure if they can, but they'll keep business first. As far as the friendship goes, I don't know if they're going to be too much too close after that. Because after the video came out, it changed everything, as you know.
Yeah, that punch had meaning. It was not... Yes. Yeah, and, you know, look, first of all, good thing Poole's not hurt any worse than he appeared. You know, I thought when we were going to see him the first time, he was going to look like Tyson had dropped him.
Right.
That's a tough situation that Draymond Green has put the team in and put himself in. And the ramifications for his future in Golden State, that, you know, only the Bob Myers and the Steve Kerrs and the ownership group knows. But you know, Draymond is a wild card, and he's been such a integral part to to all Golden State success, and it's and I'm sure that that no one in the world wishes he had a could have a do-over more than, and leave that right in his pocket instead of planting it on Poole's face.
Yeah, you're totally right. Draymond brings an aspect of the Warriors when he can have a game of 2 points, 10 rebounds, one block, and that'd be a tremendous help to them because he had those shooters there with Clay and Steph.
And Poole.
Yes. Probably the third splash brother, Poole.
Yeah,
and they extended Wiggins and Poole, which is going to bring up a situation where Draymond wants to get extended. He can opt in next season, but after that, the money's going to get tight with all the money that's going around, so he had to take a pay cut or they have to work out. So if he wants to stay, I think he'll stay. But they have to come to an agreement totally.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll stay. I think if I had if I had to pick one or the other, I think that I think this might be his run might be coming to an end.
Right, you may be right. Totally may be right. The Nets, Neil, we saw Ben Simmons on the floor. When I saw it the other day, a couple of weeks ago, I was like, he's really on the floor. I saw it like surreal because everything we've seen up to this point. But he looks, he's getting flashes of the old self, and he's trying to get back into that shape. But if he does what he knows he can do, that's going to bring a whole different aspect on the defensive end of the floor. And his passing is still ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, we've been waiting to see the Nets in their full glory, and it was Kyrie, Durant, and Harden, and we got just a very small slice of that. Then it became, you know, Durant and Harden, or Durant and Kyrie, and then Harden was gone, and then and then it was no Kyrie, and then it was a little Kyrie, and it was a lot of Durant, but Joe Harris or somebody, and you're like, okay, Blake Griffin had, you know, a spurt. And it's like, yeah, but that's not really what we were looking for. And now it's okay. So now it's Durant and Irving and Ben Simmons. And when will we see that? And how will it look? And when will, you know, Simmons needs to get into game shape. I mean, he didn't have broken feet. I mean, these guys who come in to play themselves into shape like Doncic did last season, they really cost themselves themselves and their team some opportunities early, with the price that they command. I would think that I would come to camp in optimum shape, but that may be just me, and maybe I'm speaking out of turn. But to your point, yeah, it will be something when we finally see the Nets as the Brooklyn has wanted us to see them.
Definitely. And we know Kevin Durant is on a mission. He's getting older. He's still in his prime.
Yeah.
I mean, he can still carry the team. Well, not by himself, but he's going to be the main focus on offense. But it's going to be a great show in Brooklyn. I can't wait to see.
Absolutely. It's going to see what they're really all about. And let's get it on.
And the Cavs are going to be exciting, too, with Donovan Mitchell. That addition, he brings a whole element to the team that they've been needed.
Well, yeah, the Cavs look, I mean, and they got the Mobley kid looks like he could be a real, real star in this league. He's so versatile. So the Cavaliers are an interesting club to look at as well. And, you know, how will the Celtics respond, you know, without the coach? 76ers with an improved Harden. Toronto's always pretty good. You mentioned the Cavs, the Bucks. I mean,
yes.
You know, a lot of people think if Middleton hadn't gotten hurt, the Bucks would have displaced the Celtics and perhaps displaced the Warriors, because how are the Warriors going to handle Giannis? Because the Warriors really have nobody who can guard him. And how will the Hawks be now that they got Murray in the backcourt with Trae Young? The Heat are always good, even though you look at their roster and go, how are they that good? Their coach is so good. So you've got some interesting stories in the East as well. I don't think the East is as loaded as the West, but there's still some, you know, listen, these are the greatest basketball players in the world, you know, divided over what, 30 teams. So, you know, even if you're the 30th team, you still got some pretty good players.
Definitely. And I think when they do all the money they spent on him, I think they definitely want to see some action out of him.
Well, yeah, and hopefully Brunson can, you know, help elevate Julius Randle's game back to where it was when he won the most improved and he got all the money. And then he kind of got into it with the fans. And, you got to keep your focus on the court. It's understandable that, you know, fans can get out of line sometimes with you. But
yeah,
if you're not doing yourself or your teammates any favors when you turn your focus to the fans, because that's just a distraction from the goal at hand.
stuff, maybe. In your opinion, how much longer do you think Greg Popovich is going to coach? He has one of the youngest teams he's ever had.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of surprised he's still there, but, you know, you never know what makes a man tick, and you know, until you walk in his shoes. And,
yeah.
Right. And he might be the guy who thinks, you know what, this is ideal, because his place in NBA history is secure. You know,
right.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's got, you know, he's got more rings than he knows what to do with. And maybe he looks at it, you know, this is basketball at its purest form when you've got an underdog team and you can really coach them, and there can't be a whole lot of ego, because nobody's done a whole lot of anything outside of the coach, who's a Hall
right.
of Famer. And you've got these young kids who are probably like, wow, we're going to get to be coached by Greg Popovich, one of the best ever. So, you know, maybe that's the way he sees it. I don't know him at all, but I would just guess that that's a coach's mentality, and they may not be very good, but they'll be better than they would be, because Popovich is their coach.
Right. A couple of predictions. Who you have winning the championship? You think the Warriors can repeat?
Ooh, well, I'm going to take the Blazers out of the equation, just to be fair. you know what? If I had to pick a team from the West, I know everybody's on Golden State. I'm gonna go with the Clippers.
Yes, everyone's speaking about the Clippers. They're coming back.
I'm gonna go with the Clippers in the West, and I'm gonna go again. I'm gonna go Clippers, and I'm gonna go 76ers.
That'd be great. That'd be great to see.
I'm gonna go with that. Clippers, 76ers. Bucks would be my backup on the East. And in the West, once again, I'm excluding Portland, which is my choice to win it all every year. I'm going to go with I'm going to have to go with Golden State.
I think in the East, I've been going with Brooklyn on paper the last 3 years. Like,
well, you're from Brooklyn, aren't you?
From the area, yes. I'm like half hour from there. Yes, seeing them on paper, like, that talent is just undeniable. Kyrie is going to be motivated. It's essentially a contract year, and Ben Simmons want to prove himself again. And well, you know, we all know Kevin Durant is. So,
And
again, the Sixers are there. Like, Embiid's going to be on a mission himself. After take one, I'll have to say, I'm going to go with the Sixers. I would say Sixers.
You're going to go with Sixers to win it all.
In the West, go to out of the East, and the West, and the West, and to go to win it all, sorry. I say Golden State repeats. I think
you're
going to
go
deep.
Golden State. All right.
I think they're too deep, and because Poole's there, and he's got that contract. He's going to play more freely now.
Yeah, there.
I have to go with Golden State repeating. Who you think is going to be a scoring leader? I think it may be Ja. I think Ja's going to be very, very highly. I go with Ja for scoring leader.
I might go with LeBron, man.
LeBron.
Okay. I mean, yeah, he's hard to bet against, and he's, you know, he's got something he's shooting at, and you know, outside of AD, I mean, Pat Bev and Westbrook, and those guys are not, you know, Westbrook's not the scorer he was. He may take the shots, but
yeah, he came up coming off the bench also, so that's going to cut down his scoring.
I may be completely lost picking a guy who's, you know, closer to my age than Ja's age, but I'm going to go with LeBron.
Okay. Yeah, he's not a bad pick. He's fighting Father Tom, hell of a fight.
And that's because I'm not picking Damian Lillard, though, okay, just because I'm recusing Portland from all of this conversation.
Okay. So you're calling your first pulling game tomorrow, huh? Can't wait for that.
Portland, Sacramento. Check it out on Root Sports, all you folks listening out there.
Absolutely. Neil, thank you so much for your time. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me again.
Boom. My pleasure, brother. Let's play ball. Rip City, baby.
Yes, sir. Have a rest of your day.
Bye.
Yeah, so ESPN Sports Center anchor. Everyone's joining me. Catch you next time.